is the Geeked Out Show, whether car collecting, toy investing. Geeked Out Show got the blessings crazy. This is the Geeked Out Show, whether comic book reading or anime watching. Geeked Out Show got the options crazy. We all here, it's your one-stop shop. We geek in, we geek out, 24 on the clock. Whether if you're comic book reading or anime watching, Geeked Out Show's got the options. Dropping every single moment, get a deeper focus. Reminisce toys you never noticed, different views to go with. Different type of nerd issues to nerd tissues. Black holes had to pay those dues, so know the difference. Understand the context clues, we on a mission. From the Barbies to the Lego dude, we got a vision. Safe place for respectable cues, from a real fan. Not ones that's active reviews. So beyond that, don't get the dust cap. It's all love, but where your geek esteem at? Relax while we sip on the Ecto Cool. I know a place most def won't lose ya. Here it is.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Gil from the Geek Out Show, Black Hole Comics, coming down the first episode of the year. Yes, it's I know it's almost February, guys, but yeah, been super busy. As you can see, I'm over here at the shop, and I'm joined with Alfonso from Alfonso Customs. Hello. What's going on, man?
Not much, just here at the house.
How you doing, bro?
Good, good.
All right, we're not going to do a normal episode. We're actually going to be doing a recap of the Royal Rumble. Probably going to start doing this from now on, recapping the PLEs. It's a new thing that I'm into. Always been into wrestling, actually, just getting back into it. I mean, we've talked privately. I talked to you, I talked to Raul, I talked to all the other guys. Haven't watched for like, I don't know, like a decade or something like that. So I'm trying to catch up on stuff here and there and all that other stuff and watch what I can. And I went to like the first event since I was a kid back in like, I think September or something like that. Anyways. Mm-hmm. Alfonso, this is your first time on the Geek Out Show, and so the first time as a host, as a guest, you know, we just got to check your geeky background and kind of submit you to the geeky background check. Can't let you get off too easy, bro. Can't let you get off.
That's fine.
All right, so it's going to be a gauntlet of questions. If you don't pass, bro, I got to kick you off. Just no hard feelings, all right?
That's fine.
All right, cool. Where did it all start for you, like the geekiness, the geekdom? You know, is it something new or is it something that you've always had like from back in the day?
Something from like back in the day. I want to say when the Age of Ultron, that's where I started getting more into the whole comics. I was already reading a lot of Batman stuff, but watching MCU? The Marvel movies.
The MCU Age of Ultron
yeah.
or comics?
The MCU Ultron, Age of Ultron, that's what really got me more into what I do, like painting and stuff like that, and then just falling into the whole lore and getting to know everything about it.
Gotcha. Hey, that's cool. That's dope. And then, you know, we do ask questions on based upon our different genres and different sections that we have. So comics, are you into them? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so what catches your eye? Are you a Marvel guy, a DC guy, a little mix of everything? And then we can throw manga in there, because I definitely do feel like manga and comics kind of go hand in hand.
A little bit of everything. I do like a lot of DC and Marvel, but I also like the independent ones. I remember one of the comics that really got me my attention was Witcher by Snyder. Yeah. So yeah. I love that style. What was the other one that I liked? 30 Days of Night. Got to meet Steve Niles. That was a really great honor, too.
Oh, having technical difficulties taking myself off of mute. There we go. And then, I mean, figures, you talked about it, and I know that you're into figures, but what type of figures are you into, and what do you collect?
Pretty much Marvel Legends, a few Storm Collectibles, Mezco, Figure Arts. I have a couple of Mafex, and I keep forgetting the other ones. It's a little bit smaller than the Mafex. But as long as I see something good, yeah, Figma, yes, is the one.
Okay.
I think I have like maybe two or three of them, but I just collect certain things that I like, and then just continue on.
Makes sense. Man, I know that it's very easy to fall down the rabbit hole and try to like backpedal and complete things, but I was kind of feeling like that with Mythic Legions, but like they do the All-Stars and they do reissues and stuff like that. So I just wait for stuff now. I'm like, eventually they'll reissue it.
Yeah, Detour's the one that's been trying to get me into it for the past 2 years.
He got me in.
He's failed with me so far. I have one action figure that he sent me, but I still have it in box. I haven't opened it.
Dude, bust that thing open.
I need to.
Bust that thing open. You'll enjoy it, man. For us, for us. Not bullshit. I definitely was one of those guys like, oh, it's cool from afar. But especially you being like customizer and painting and messing with 3D parts, I would think you would love something like this, like the Mythic Legions.
And I think I'm going to start getting into it because, like I said, Detour gave me one of those figures. It's still in box. I have it in the corner of my room where I know I can see when I need to get pull it. But then Paul Customs had a sale, and I saw
they're going out of business sale.
Yeah, so I saw you had two Ragnaroks. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get those ones because I like the Viking show.
Yeah.
So now I'm
I took advantage of that sale too, dude. I haven't painted Jack since like about July to August of last year, but when there's a good sale, man, you got to stock up on stuff. So whenever it comes, it's gonna have me definitely piqued and interested and wanting to do something. So anime, you watch anime? Yes or no? Fan?
I'm a fan. I just haven't really had a chance to see a lot of stuff. I'm more into the whole Dragon Ball Z.
Typical.
That's pretty much what I like grew up with. I know there was like an anime about soccer when I was a kid. I've never seen it in English, but I've seen it in Spanish. I still can't find it to this day. I talked to a good friend of mine, and I told him that one of the word phrases in the show was La Quitada de la Pata. I mean, if you can find that in English, let me know, because I want to watch that anime all over again.
Gotcha. Give me 1 second. No, there also is some loose figures. All right, again, people, I'm here at the shop, so trying to mix it in. Video games, are you into gaming? Yes or no? Or tabletop gaming or mobile gaming in there as well.
I have played a couple mobile games, mostly because of the Batman Arkham and some other ones that I just found entertaining. I have all the systems that I can think of right now, from the PlayStation 1 all the way up to the 5, Xbox 1, and so on. But I'm a PlayStation all the way through. Right now, I'm just recapping with the God of War games before I get the Suicide next week.
Question for you. If they kind of like redo the 1 through 3 for the PS5, you doing that or not?
Oh, heck yes.
Okay, right on.
For Christmas, I ended up getting the Essentials Metal Gear. So I just installed them. I try to play them, and I'm like, I never played it for the Nintendo, so that's like a new challenge, because I'm like, how do I get from one room to the next room? And then when I go back in there, there's something else that changes. So I'm just trying to figure that one out. But yeah. I'll go all to all that.
Yeah. What's up, bro? What's happening? Oh, boo! Get that out of here, over here with Niner stuff. Oh my god! No, I'm just playing. I'm just joking. Right on. And then TV and movies. You know, you talked about it briefly with the MCU, but is there anything else? It doesn't necessarily have to be YouTube related, but you know, what else do you watch? Obviously, wrestling. I know that.
Yeah, I watch a lot of comedy, documentaries. A majority, a lot of horror. One of the movies that I enjoyed from, like, I don't know, it was like, I don't even know, it was late early 20s, was Identity, where one of the guys had like about 15 or 20,000 personality changes and he was arrested.
What the hell?
It's a good movie.
I'm going to have to take I never heard of that before. I'm going to have to give that a try, man.
Yeah. So a lot of that stuff like that. One of the most recent movies that I purchased was the Dimitri, the Dracula movie.
Oh, yeah. The one with Nicolas Cage? That one?
No. That's Rinder. This one's about...
The Demeter?
Demeter, yes.
Okay, the ship one.
Yeah, the ship one. Then dude, I know who...
I watched that on, what'd you call it? New Year's Day?
Yeah.
Bro, that movie's fucking good, dog. I like that shit.
Did you see the Hulu one? It's the same thing, but with Nazis.
Oh, really? Nah. Yes.
It's just the funny thing. I'm like, once they announced that they were going to make the Dimitri movie, somebody in Hulu is like, well, we're gonna make our own, but we're gonna add Nazi shit instead.
Oh, I'm gonna have to check that out. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I gotta get more. Yeah, I'll send it to you later on. What it's actually called for the Voodoo ones.
Okay. Yeah.
Or Hulu, I'm sorry.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I would definitely say that you do pass. I would say now with flying colors, is, you know, a C, it's like a C+, you know, barely skating by.
My anime background, that's right.
No, that's fine.
I'm like, the only times like I talked about anime is with when I'm with my friend Wayne and his kids, talking about certain things. And when I pick on my friend Kevin, that I forget the name, Full Academia, the one where the dad turns a kid into a hero. Yeah. So that those ones, I like to like prank them and just send them like a custom where a dog with a human head and stuff like that.
If you want to talk about a dog and a human, I don't know if you know this or not, but Full Metal Alchemist, some shit like that actually happens.
Yeah, that's why I send it to them as a gift.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I know.
That's like one of the most fucked up things that ever happened in anime history, like ever, dude. That's just sick.
Yeah, my friend's daughter, she's traumatized by that, so I don't like pressure or do anything like that. But the friends that we have on Instagram are like, yeah, I'll make you this, don't worry. And then I'll send them a free gift. And next thing you know, they realize that you just put Tommy's head into his dog from Rugrats.
Oh my gosh. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Well, the people have came here for the Royal Rumble recap. Let's go ahead and get into it. If you'd like, or if it's okay with you, I'd like to start off with the title matches, and then we could get into the actual like rumbles themselves.
No problem.
So we could go ahead and start off with the Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens. What'd you think, and what stuck out to you with this match?
I did enjoy the match. It was really good. The one thing that I kind of feared that was going to happen, that there was going to be a disqualification, and Logan Paul was going to remain champion.
Mm-hmm.
So sadly that did happen, which is, I'm fine with it. I just wanted to see Owen get a good start when it comes to 2024.
Yeah, I kind of figured he wasn't going to be walking out with the title. I had a feeling that he wasn't. I enjoyed the match. I thought it was good. I thought you know, Kevin Owens and Logan Paul, they both put on a great show. Mm-hmm. It looks like a couple of them got hit with some real moves. Like, it looked like Logan really got smacked in the nose or face. I don't know if it was Kevin. I don't know if it was him. Somebody, it just seemed like,
yeah, you know, bloody nose and everything
for flying. And yeah, he really did get hit in the nose. Like, I wasn't faked people. I was just like, oh damn. Okay. The one thing though, at the end, towards the end, like when they were setting everything up, like the disqualification and this and that, or I guess right before that, when Logan Paul like supposedly like knocked him out, like punched him, Kevin did a little bit too much talking and they locked up for a little bit, and you could see that Kevin was like talking, and it kind of gave it away just a little bit. But other than that, I would say that the match was really good, and I was actually kind of surprised that the way he got disqualified was getting caught by the fucking brass knuckles, because usually the refs, you know, they're those.
They never look up. They just go one, two.
Yeah, they never see shit, shine, dude.
Yes.
So I was actually really, really fucking surprised, dude, that
yeah,
they fucking seen him like right before the three. I'm like, dude, come on. What? So I actually did yell out when I was like, no fucking way. Are you kidding me? Fatal Four Way. We had Roman. We had AJ. Randy Orton. And Mr. LA Knight himself. What do you think?
I loved it. I like that they did that one scene where what was WrestleMania with Edge and Daniels, where they just stacked them up on top and Roman pinned them both. So when I saw all three of them being pinned, stacked, and then AJ tries to get the win, all three of them kicked out. That was kind of like, okay, cool. That was awesome. I love Randy Orton's RKOs. How he just got AJ's like, nah, hold on, let me grab you real quick, give you an RKO, turns around and gives one to LA Knight, and then Roman tries to do the Superman punch and gets into an RKO. That was just the greatest thing I saw.
That one was very, I think out of all of them, that one was probably the most impressive RKO of the night. It was you know, Roman trying to do the Superman punch and then it turning into like, no, motherfucker, it's my, I took your move and I'm using it and we're keeping that momentum and I'm doing an RKO on you.
All right.
That was sweet. That was real fucking sweet. You know, towards the end, you kind of seen Randy Orton slowing down a little bit, grabbing his shoulder. What was it? Left shoulder.
It's left shoulder.
I really hope it's just a work. I really hope he's not hurt because the motherfucker just came back, dude. And, dude, he looks phenomenal, working phenomenal. Everything looks good, great. I really just really hope that he's not hurt. Do you think that's a work or do you think maybe possibility?
Part of me wants to say it's a work, but at the same time, you just never know, especially when you had Solo coming in and interrupting everybody, and then he takes himself out by the ramp. I mean, the ring area. So I remember there were rumors saying that it's too soon for Randy to be in a title match. He needs to, you know.
I feel like it's never too soon that for that man to be in a title match.
Yeah. I'm like, I want him to win another title, but I'm like, they were all saying, oh, it's too soon. I'm like, it's never too soon. He just needs to get that ring rust and get it back to normal. It wasn't as bad as when they did the War Games, but this time you can just tell that the arm was a little bit banged.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So hopefully it's just some work, and the man comes back and tears some shit up, man. Dude, I was like, I knew Randy wasn't, or no, I knew nobody was going to be taking that title, but dude, it looked really close. Like, they definitely did sell that. They definitely did a good job. I was just like, damn, Randy might win this shit, you know, for a split second. And then Solo being Solo, one of the Bloodline members. And the thing is, even if it doesn't end up being Solo, one of the many Fatu family would come out in a fucking hoodie.
Because I keep hearing that they're going to bring somebody else in that's not a wrestling fan, that's not a wrestling performer, one of the brothers, and then they're going to bring in one that is a wrestler that's a brother. But I'm like, I don't know when they're going to bring them in, but we'll see.
Yeah, because I know that Booker is trying to push for Jacob.
Yeah, that's the wrestler one.
For Jacob.
And I know that the younger brother, the one that, I forget his name, but he was the one that they kept confusing him with Jay when he was a kid in the Christmas special that they had in WWE.
Mm, like, nah, yeah, they thought that it was Jay and it wasn't Jay. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I say, well, he's going to, they hinted, he's like, he's coming to help, but he's not a wrestler. So that's where I'm like, okay, they're going to bring those two in sometime this year, maybe.
Yeah, I could see Jacob tearing some shit up, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, you think that he's just going to fall in line with Roman, or do you think that it may start some shit?
I want to say it's going to.
If somebody challenges him, I would love that shit.
I think that someone's going to challenge him in the family other than The Rock, but yeah. I do feel like by the time they get there, it's going to start breaking off a little bit. You can already tell that Solo, the last couple of days, was like, it was my fault. It's not his fault.
Dude, and Roman looks shook. He looks. I mean, dude, these guys do good performances. I'm sorry. I know that people shit on wrestling and the performances. I'm sorry, but like, if you actually like watch it, dude, I feel like they're doing great performances and they really do sell, you know, the conflict and the like staring each other down and the this and the that. Just that looked like Solo was like, nah, it's on me. And then Roman's all like, he had that look like, how dare you step to me, but like, also I'm gonna watch my voice because you may, you know, hurt me.
Right?
You know. All right, so let's go ahead and I guess get into the women's rumble. We start off with Natalya, and then number two, a nice comeback. She hasn't been around for a little while, and she, I guess, is Bloodline as well. No, not really, but she is a
father. Never know.
Naomi, coming back from TNA. And man, that was a nice surprise to see her come back. Did not expect that at all. I know there was rumors. But, you know, you never know about rumors. You know, could take them with a pinch of salt. But Naomi came back. She's number two. What'd you think about the return?
Thought it was really great. I think the audience did expect her to come in because I didn't hear, like, that loud pop that the WWE even would add the audio for it. She had a good reaction. I was happy with her coming back.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of people that were pretty juiced and surprised about it. It was nice. Number three, Bailey. Bailey being Bailey, you know, being a female douchebag, an asshole. I like her being a heel. I'm not gonna lie, dude. I definitely do like it. I love seeing her hemming it up and whatnot. We had Candace number four, number five. This I think is the other that was like big surprise to me. TNA champion Jordynne Grace. I think it's Jordan or Jordynne, one of those.
Jordynne Grace.
It was cool seeing her. I love her. I've been following her for a while. She is a muscle mommy. You know, she definitely is like big. She's buff. She's built. She's very athletic. If you aren't following her on social media, follow her. She's definitely like she's pretty fucking funny. She does like a bunch of pranks and this and that videos. And then I just love the content with her and her husband and shit like that too. But what'd you think about her coming on this? I thought she did a great job.
That was my first oh shit when I turned up when I was watching the whole show. I'm like, okay, they got her. Sweet. I'm excited. Please bring somebody else into the men's Royal Rumble from that company that I can think deserves to be given at least an opportunity to shine. But they did give her a lot of time to shine on there. She lasted a long time, so I was extremely pleased and happy with her.
What was it, like 20 minutes? Something like that?
Probably about 20, 25.
Yeah, she did great. She stuck around, I'd say more than halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
Then number six, Indy Hartwell. Number seven, Asuka, one half of the Kabuki Warriors. And I don't know how I feel about that either. But no hate against Asuka or anything like that by any means. Just I wish Caden Carter and can't remember what the fucking other chick's name is, her partner, but I wish they got a little bit of a longer reign, longer than 2-3 weeks.
Right.
But, hey, whatever it is, whatever. Cool. Number eight, the Pitbull, Ivy Nile. I'm not the hugest fan of her, but, you know, she is cool. She's one of those people. She's kind of like small, slender, compact, but pretty built. So she's cool. Katana Chance. Bianca Belair coming in at number 10. I love the EST. Did you think so far any of the other listed names, did they do anything for you? Bianca, Katana, Ivy, Asuka, Indy?
Bianca, I was actually expecting her to win the matches. I did like the little stare downs or like little time that they had with Jordan and then with the other girl that the shows up at number 30, where was it, the 28? So 28. I love all that. Mm-hmm. So what I love that when she was there.
I definitely thought like, okay, let's, I guess, finish getting through the names because, we'll give spoilers. Kairi, number 11, Tegan, number 12, Kaden, 13, Chelsea Green, 14, Piper, 15, Xi Li, 16. Hold on, let me keep on going down here. Too far down. 16, 17 was... My bad. Zelina, 18, Maxine, 19, Nia Jax.
Oh.
Big bad right there. 20, Shotzi, 21, Becky, 22, Alba. I was kind of like whatever with Alba too, by the way.
Yeah.
23, we had Shayna. 24 was kind of like a dual entry. You know, we had Valhalla coming in, but then R-Truth ran past there and was like, what the fuck? I love that. I got to say, people did call that R-Truth would mix it up and definitely come in during the women's.
Yep.
And sure enough, he did. People thought he was going to be number 30 coming in, but it's 24. Mi-Chin, 25. Zoe, 26. That's another one that I feel like she's a shining star in the women's division, Zoe. 27, Roxanne Perez. 28, big debut after being acquired a few months ago, Jade Cargill. 29, Tiffany Stratton. And number 30, another comeback, Liv Morgan from an injury. So, as you were saying, the big stare down between number 10 and number 28, Bianca and Jade. Dude, goosebumps. I was like, let's go. Let's fucking go.
I hope that is a WrestleMania match, together. Right?
I'm totally down for that being a match. You know, and then you definitely did see her kind of side-eyeing Becky when she threw Nia over. Like, she seen Becky celebrating, but she's kind of like, give that side eye, like, why the fuck you celebrating? And I got my eyes on you, but like, hey, I am the one. And she definitely did show. She is definitely fire. I do have one of her cards right here.
Nice.
Jade Cargill. Yeah, she's awesome. I was happy to see her that night. I had a feeling. Dude, everybody thought Sasha was coming back, but she did not. They thought that she was going to be coming in at number 30. It was not. It was Liv. Bayley ended up winning it all, number three. And I think that she has the new record for lasting the longest in the Women's Royal Rumble. What do you think about Bayley winning?
I liked it. And at the same time, I don't know. It was just more like, you have already accomplished a lot. You needed this. Mm-hmm. And then you can get the title. The thing that kind of annoyed me was that you can already tell that she's not going to go to Raw. She's going to go to SmackDown and challenge her girl.
Yeah. I'm just like, dude, this is whack. I'm going to be honest. No diss against Io. But I'm not a huge Io fan.
See, I am.
You are? Really?
Yes. Especially when something that when she was in NXT, COVID situation happened. Someone gave her a racial slur and she replied back. That's when I became an immediate fan. She's great in the ring, but just like, okay, I'm going to give you my 2 cents without getting fired, I'm going to go ahead and say something back. So that's why I was a big fan of her. So, but I do see, like I said, I'm like, I see them. There's trouble in there. If they do bring in Sasha, that makes sense to help Bayley with it. But as far as Bayley, I do love now her new role as a heel. Because when she first started off as a heel, I remember when she goes, "Hey, bitches, look at me." No one, and it didn't crush anybody. It just took her a while to get to that point.
Yeah, she definitely does have like a diabolical, maniacal, puppet master type of vibes that she's given a bit. So, yeah. So, hey, whatever. She did say that she was the mommy slayer or whatever. So I'm down with that. I don't think she's going to beat Rhea. I would rather something happen and as you were saying, a damage control, civil war type thing, or them try to boot her, because that's what it kind of seems like they're doing kind of in a way. But I don't know. We'll see what ends up happening. Men's Rumble. Dude, I was like, what the did I miss something? Because like I let it play for a little bit because I had pizza coming, and I got my pizza and I came and sat down. And I was like, wait, there's another singles match on the card, and I was like, what the fuck? Because Jimmy and Jay, I was like, yo, what? I was like, what is going on? I was like, dude, I'm hyped for this. Let's fucking go. But that was how they kicked off the Royal Rumble, and dude, goosebumps again. I was pumped. I liked it. I dug it. I loved it.
Like I mentioned with the whole Bianca and Jay, it's a good setup, and it's a good setup for the brothers to fight at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Give me 1 second. Hold on. Go ahead. Finish your statement.
It just was great to see that. That's just going to lead to the world to WrestleMania. So I'm hoping it goes well. Everything goes for them, and we can see that match, and we can see the Jade match as well.
Yeah, we're just recapping it. Yep. Thank you, man. Appreciate your support. Have a good day. Thank you. Okay.
Give me one more second, bro. No, you're good, man.
So, number two, like I said, Jimmy. Number three, Grayson. Get out of here with him. number four, Andrade. That was cool. I was surprised to see him back. Number five, Carmelo. It was nice seeing him. I like Carmelo. Great kid, good athlete. I definitely do feel like he deserves the shine that he's getting. He needs to come onto the main roster. Now we got Shinsuke, number six, seven, Santos, number eight, Kyrian, number nine, Tom and Nick. Mysterio was a two for one. That joke never gets old. 10, Carlito, 11, Bobby, Lashley, Roberto, 12, Ludwig, 13, Austin Theory, 14, Finn Balor. Let's see. Who else we got? We got Cody Rhodes at 15, right in the middle, 16, Bronson Reed. 17, Kofi Kingston. 18, Gunther. 19, Ivar. 20, Braun Breaker. 21, Omos. 22, Pat McAfee. Oh, my God, that was hilarious. 23, JD. 24, R-Truth. 25, Miz. 26, Damien. 27, CM Punk. 28, Ricochet. 29, Drew. And 30, Sami Zayn. The comeback from the injury. It was nice to see them all. What'd you think, man? What was your thoughts? Who was the standout?
I liked it a lot. It made me laugh when Michael Cole says that he is the longest reigning announcer to last in the Royal Rumble. I wasn't that much of a surprise when it comes to Sami Zayn being number 30. I was expecting somebody else, but it was still entertaining.
One more second, bro. Sorry. Got somebody in here.
I take your time, bro.
I just bought a lot off this gentleman. He'll give me one second.
No problem.
Yeah. So here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
There you go. Thank you. Man. Enjoy. You can the bag, so. Oh, thank you. I don't need this, man. You can pop it. Keep that. Yeah, sorry. Wheeling and dealing, good. Guys, willing and dealing. So Sammy, I wasn't sure if he was going to come back, to be honest. And it was nice to get him back. Sorry, I'm not sure where we ended on this one. The Jimmy J, that was a highlight.
Right.
What you call it? Almost That was a spotlight. Bron Breakker, I got to say, it was nice to see him as well, the other piece of the NXT, because I feel like the Carmelo Hayes and the Bron Breakker, the two opposite pieces right now in NXT. You know, there's a lot of other good people going happening, or a lot of other good stuff happening over there and going on over there and whatnot. Dominic, I hate that fucking guy. But I also do love him just because of how much of an asshole and a dick and a goofball he is. R-Truth protecting Dominic, and then it being like a fucking tag match, that had me, bro. I'm sorry, man. That fucking made me bust up laughing audibly. I was just like, what in the fuck are these guys doing right now?
Yep. R-Truth is like a national treasure, man. No matter what happens, he's always going to be there. Yeah,
you got to protect that man. Protect that man at all costs. You know, I kind of didn't want to get into like the negative of what's going on. However, it almost feels like almost was a call in at the last minute, or who knows, maybe they already had him, but or maybe the Pat was a last minute thing. But there's definitely seemed like something was missing. And as reports say, Brock Lesnar was supposed to be there and he got pulled due to the recent accusations. Yeah, so unfortunately, and we all know how those things go. And just real quick, just, you know, we're not going to focus too much on it. But Slim Jim, you know, they pulled out of the Royal Rumble, which was huge. Like, what the fuck? They pulled out of the Royal Rumble as a sponsor. But when, Vince resigned and taken off of all the websites and the archives and all this other shit. They came back. They came back damn near at the last minute, you know, and decided to become, you know, be part of the sponsorship again. But yeah, that unfortunately, you know, going on, hopefully things get worked out and Brock could get cleared and who knows about everybody else involved. But, you know, it mainly impacts Brock because Brock is still a current member on the roster. So hopefully he's not involved and hopefully he gets cleared. Gunther rocked it. I think he did a great job with that. Or with all this, I think he did a phenomenal job. It was nice to see Bron Breakker and Gunther go at it a little bit too. That was nice. You know, Kofi being there 16 years in a row now at this point, or 16 appearances now at this point. That was cool. I had seen a lot of people were like, what the fuck, why is Damian Priest even there if he has the Money in the Bank? Who knows? I mean, he could have went after Seth and then choose. Yeah, go after Roman. You know, who knows if they want to do something like that. But I mean, I don't think that it took up a spot. I think Damian should be in there. I like Damian. I'm pushing for Damian. I want him to be better and bigger than what he is. A lot of people feel like he is a middle card person. I kind of agree right now, but with him in the match that he had with Bad Bunny, that definitely did seem like a
that match card, to me made title. Him elevate to main event.
Yeah, that exactly. That made him main event material. That match was one of the best matches of all of 2023. All right. I'm sorry, there's no taking that away from him. There was a lot of good matches. I didn't see everything, but that was definitely one of the best fucking matches to me. But overall, what would you give it? 0 to 10, the Rumble.
I want to say an 8.5.
8.5? Okay. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'd give it like a 9. But this is my first Rumble since I was a kid, so. Yeah. But all right, bro, thank you. And, you know, hopefully we'll keep this going. And, you know, maybe you could be my co-host for these recaps.
I'm down.
Right on. And, you know, just once a month, and then we'll recap the PLEs and whatnot. I'm going to also try to get my boy Heath on here, too. And if anything, it'll be the three of us. Or who knows, maybe we could get Raul and then have, like, a couple different people rotating in and out and stuff like that. Yeah.
I'm down for all that.
For sure. Well, you want to go ahead and plug yourself? Not what you do behind closed doors, but if you want to let everybody know where they can follow you.
You can follow me on Instagram under Alfonso_Customs. That's pretty much where I'm always there.
Right on. And you can follow me at Black Hole Comics and the Geek Out Show on all social media. Until next time, make sure you stay geeked up and geek out. Later.
You guys have a good one. Bye.